It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market?
Well, there was some sad news from the world of music.
Oh, yeah.
This morning.
Today. Yeah.
Roberta Flack died today at the age of 88.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she topped the Billboard charts with number one singles, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, Killing Me Softly with his song, and Feel Like Making Love. Flack was the first artist to win the Grammy Award for Record of the Year in two consecutive years.
Really?
Yes. She won for The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face in 1973 and Killing Me Softly with his song in 1974.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. First ever, huh?
So when Flack was nine, she took an interest in playing the piano. During her early teens, Flack excelled at classical piano, and Howard University awarded her a full music scholarship. By the age of 15, Flack entered Howard University in Washington, D.C., making her one of the youngest students ever to enroll there.
Wow.
She's 15.
That's amazing.
She eventually changed her major from piano to voice and became an assistant conductor of the university choir. She graduated from Howard University at 19 and began graduate studies in music there, but the sudden death of her father forced her to take a job teaching music and English in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Before becoming a professional singer-songwriter, Flack returned to Washington, D.C. and taught at several junior high schools and also taught private piano lessons out of her home.
Wow.
During that time, her music career began to take shape on evenings and weekends in Washington area night spots.
Oh.
Jazz musician Les McCann discovered Flack singing and playing jazz in a Washington, D.C. nightclub. Very quickly, he arranged an audition for her with Atlantic Records, during which she played 42 songs in 3 hours for one of their producers.
It's quite an audition.
How do you know 42 songs? Just
plays them, yeah. Rips them out. Here we go.
In November of 1968, she recorded 39 song demos in less than 10 hours.
Wow.
3 months later, Atlantic reportedly recorded Flack's debut album called First Take in a mere 10 hours. A whole album in 10 hours.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
She's a machine.
Her Atlantic recordings did not sell particularly well until Clint Eastwood chose a song from her album First Take, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, for the soundtrack of his directorial debut, Play Misty For Me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really what did it for her.
That is. And it became the biggest hit of the year for 1972, spending 6 consecutive weeks at number one and earning Flack a million-selling gold disc.
Wow.
It finished the year as Billboard's top song of 1972. The First Take album also went to number one and eventually sold 1.9 million copies in the U.S., Eastwood, who paid $2,000 for the use of the song in the film, remained an admirer and friend of Flack's ever after. And in 1983, she recorded the end music to the Dirty Harry film Sudden Impact at Eastwood's request.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Hmm.
In 1972, Flack began recording regularly with Donny Hathaway, scoring hits such as the Grammy-winning Where Is the Love in 1972, and later The Closer I Get to You in 1978. Both were million-selling gold singles. Mm. Flack and Hathaway recorded several duets together, including two LPs, until Hathaway's 1979 death. Mm. She never matched her first run of success, although she did have a hit in the 1980s with the Peebo Bryson duet Tonight I Celebrate My Love, and in the 1990s with the Maxi Priest duet Set the Night to Music.
Oh, I remember that one.
In the mid-90s, she received new attention after the Fugees recorded a Grammy-winning cover of Killing Me Softly, which she eventually performed on stage with a hip-hop group.
Yeah.
In February of 2012, she released her final album called Let It Be Roberta, which was an album of Beatles covers. And she actually knew John Lennon and Yoko Ono because she lived right next door to them.
Oh, did she really?
In the Dakota Building in New York City. Their apartments were right
next door. Just neighbors, Roberta and John.
Exactly. In late 2022, it was announced by a spokesperson that Flack had been diagnosed with ALS and had retired from performing due to the disease making it impossible to sing.
Mm.
She died today at the age of 88. And according to her manager, she died from a cardiac arrest on her way to the hospital in Manhattan.
Very sad. Very sad. But
what a
remarkable career.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You picked out a record to go along with Roberta Flack, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play her song with Donny Hathaway, Where Is the Love?
All right. We'll do it, sir. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7 and Roberta Flack, Where Is the Love? Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, we were talking about Roberta Flack because she passed away today at the age of 88.
Yeah, very sad. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, Roberta Flack was the first artist to win Grammy for a record of the year in two consecutive years.
She was one of the youngest students ever to enroll at Howard University.
And her first album was recorded in just 10 hours.
Man.
It's crazy to think about. Like a day. That's like one day.
Well, you said she auditioned for something. She played for 3 hours straight.
Yeah.
I can't imagine playing the piano for 3 hours straight.
And singing.
Yeah. I mean, that's so physical. I mean, I know it's just your fingers and your voice.
It's a lot, though.
But it's, especially if you're putting your heart and soul into it, which I'm sure she was. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Folks, you want to learn more about Roberta Flack, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com.
Right.
On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Go ahead and check it out. Plus, then you can also watch stuff live here on Facebook. Every day at 4:10, we stream the Wiki Corner with visuals. And then we archive stuff up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner for the entire Wiki Corner channel archive up there on YouTube. Be sure to like and subscribe. Brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate it today. Very sad one on Roberta Flack, but nice to celebrate her life.
For sure.
Have a great great rest of your day. Back tomorrow, 4:10.
Absolutely.
Fresh episode, traffic, weather next on Legends 102.7.